The United States Senate has told Donald Trump's administration it must find out whether Saudi Arabia's crown prince played a role in the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. A key Republican has also criticised the White House's response to the killing so far. For more, I was joined earlier by our North America correspondent, James Glenday.
Well, this push has come from the Senate's Foreign Relations Committee, and according to the committee's leadership, it'll mean that the president's administration is going to have to respond within 120 days and specifically determine whether Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is responsible or was responsible for the killing of Mr. Khashoggi, a Washington Post columnist. Republican Senator Bob Corker was particularly scathing of the way in which Donald Trump's team has handled the case so far, and in an interview where he explained this push by the committee, he was very critical of the press statement issued yesterday entitled Standing by Saudi Arabia, America First. Here's a little of what the senator had to say.
It is a delicate situation when we have a long-term ally that we've had for decades, but we have a crown prince that I believe directed the killing of a journalist. And the language that was used, it was as if they were writing a press release for Saudi Arabia, not for the United States.
That's Republican Senator Bob Corker. And James, the president yesterday seemed to all but rule out sanctions for Saudi Arabia. Could Congress try and force the president's hand here?
There's little doubt that Saudi Arabia and Donald Trump are trying to draw a line under this killing and end the global outcry and end the discussion about further sanctions. But as the president himself actually briefly acknowledged, this issue is unlikely to go away. I think it's very interesting to note that over the past few hours, we've had the Republican Senator Lindsey Graham posting on social media that he thinks there's going to be strong bipartisan support in Congress for sanctions, not just against Saudi Arabia, but also against appropriate members of the royal family. And in that post, he went on to describe the murder of Mr. Khashoggi as a barbaric act which defied America's civilized norms.
Now, many Americans, including Mr. Trump, have now headed off on holidays for Thanksgiving. Has the president responded to these latest developments?
He's down in Florida at his resort in Mar-a-Lago, which has picked up the nickname here in Washington as the Winter White House. The most recent update we had, he did take to Twitter. It wasn't a direct response to the media reports, but we can assume that he's seen them. He said, thank you to Saudi Arabia for keeping oil prices low. He said, low oil prices were like a big tax cut for America and the world. And he also tweeted one of his favourite slogans, Make America Great Again.
North America correspondent James Glenday.